Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Theater careers are often incubated in children, either by an interest in TV shows or movies, but also sometimes by in-person town theaters. Founded in 2005, our next guest's children's theater is our state's only professional resident theater for young audiences, that is, professional adult actors performing for children and families. Jerry Stevenson is co-founder and artistic director of Columbia Children's Theater, and he joins us by phone now from his office. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
First of all, give us a little more detailed history and overview of your theater.
Well, after living in Chicago for about 10 years and working for a whole lot of children's theaters up there and for the Chicago Park District, I decided I wanted to move back home. I'd had enough of the big city. And when we got back, we discovered that there was really a need for a professional theater for young audiences, which is what I was doing a lot of in Chicago. So I ran into an old friend, Meg Richards, who worked for the Department of Parks and Recreation here in Columbia. She was running an incubator program. And she said, wouldn't you want to come here and develop your children's theater? So they gave us a space to perform for the first couple of years, rehearsal space. They helped us with advertising. And we, of course, gave the city of Columbia back free tickets for the parks and playgrounds in the area. So then it just took off from there. And about 2 years from there, we moved to an upstairs location in Richland Mall. And then finally, we just redid the old Eckerd's store between Barnes & Noble and Belk. And that's where we currently are. And this is the COVID year was season Sweet 16. Hasn't been as sweet as we thought it might be, but nevertheless, we have managed to keep the doors open.
2021, we're back onto a full schedule. Tell us what's happening this year.
Well, we're very excited because coming up in just a week or so, we will be premiering our first live performances at Saluda Shoals Park. We will be alternating an adult production of The Adventures of Robin Hood with one of our teen productions of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
In all of your years in children's theater in Chicago and here in South Carolina, have you noticed some children who have developed into professional actors?
Oh man, you would be surprised at how many we have. A young man that I actually began teaching when he was in sixth grade, I gave him one of his first roles in a production I was directing in Camden. He now has his own children's theater company in New York. Cameron Mitchell Bell performed with us in the first couple of seasons, has been on Broadway, has been on national tour of Aladdin, more than you would expect that have gone on to have professional theater careers.
What are the challenges running a children's theater?
Money, space. You know, it's always been an issue for us since we left the incubation program. You know, we've been in two retail stores, you know, so outfitting those for live theater performances, that's a challenge. And getting your audiences into those type of spaces comfortably, that's been a challenge. We're in the process right now of looking for our forever home. So we're hoping that's going to solve all of those problems. But there's just never enough money in the arts. We're real lucky to get lots of state funding from the South Carolina Arts Commission. We have very, very generous donors. Midlands Gives is a big thing for us. And being professional, we do pay all of our actors. So, you know, it's an extra step above what your normal community theater might have as far as expenses, because we're doing all of that, plus we're paying our actors.
And how do you find your actors?
My first answer is we grow them. Doing this for 16 years, you know, we have a youth theater too, which we added about 9 years into this, where we do shows with kids. We have after school classes and summer camps. So we train them, and by the time they're 15, they can audition for our main stage shows. So a lot of kids have, you know, paid their dues on the boards coming on up and make the leap onto main stage. We've gone to unified auditions like the Southeastern Theater Conference. And we also have in May every year an open call for anyone that would like to come and audition to be part of our main stage season.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jerry Stevenson is co-founder and artistic director of Columbia Children's Theater, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the theater posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.